what you mean to me. Be what you mean to me. What you mean, what you mean, what you mean to me.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. You didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. You can find a chisel. We'll be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll baby, write this down.
105.5 WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids home for country favorites and classics.
So easy. Should be the first damn thing I want when I start drinking. I'm breathing her in, I'm breathing her out. Once I pick her up, I can't put her down. She's smooth, I put her in nice and slow. She's a habit and I can't let go. watching you sleep. And I promise you, you're gonna have more than just the things that you need. We ain't got much now, we're just starting now. But I know somehow.
At 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on loving, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle for my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through with the devil when walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking. packing, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on doors. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But the devil went walking my shoes. Wish someone told me. Living this life will be lonely. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes.
Wish someone told me. Living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues.
All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 WIRI, home of country favorites and classics. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
What's the old saying? Better late than never. That holds true here tonight as we're about an hour past our bedtime and start time here tonight as the Assumption Royals and the Abbotsford Falcons have waited out a rain and lightning delay, and it looks like we're just a few minutes away from the kick of tonight's game. Hi, everybody. My name's Randy Paul. Michael Comer alongside Seth Habiger back at our studios doing his awesome job as usual engineering our broadcast. And like we said, Michael, better late than never.
Yeah, you actually got to watch The Wheel on a Friday night for the first time in over a month, so that I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
It worked out well.
It did.
But, man, thankfully we got the field turf here, so it should be decent footing. Don't have to worry about the mud bowl or anything like that. But it's going to be a fun one. Two teams undefeated in the conference going at it. And you can start thinking a little bit about playoffs. Playoffs? Playoffs?
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
You, believe it or not, I'm not. As the Royals, maybe not in a spot many picked them in, and I'll be honest, I really didn't either. They are sitting with needing one win over the next four games to get into the playoffs, and starts tonight. They do it tonight. They're more than likely going to be in.
Yeah, they got a tough one next week. They'll be at Edgar, so that's always a formidable foe to go against. But then October 3rd, home against Pittsville, that's one we've already got circled on the calendar.
Yeah, the Panthers, very winnable game. Last week of the season, they do not have a game. That's a forfeit from Rosholt, who went down to eight-man this year. So forfeit victory, and we'll see. So that's one win that they need. They need two, so there's one. You can already factor that. That's in the bag. Then it's tonight, next week, the weekend after, because time's running out here, and there's a handful of teams looking like they're not making the playoffs this year.
Week five of the 9-week season is upon us.
as we just said, next week they'll be at Edgar and then home against Pittsville and then at Auburndale before the forfeit against Rochelle. Last week, just talking to Coach Sullivan a little bit during the weather delay here, he said, kind of wish they would have won that game in regulation, but it took them overtime to defeat iScan last week, 32-26. They're actually down in the first quarter, 14-6, tied it up at the break, 14-all. We're up by six after three, but then we're outscored by six in that fourth period before winning it 6-0. Abbotsford, on the other hand, they're 3-1 overall, 2-0, as you said, in the conference. Their first game of the year was their loss at home against Loyal Greenwood, 24-14. Since that time, though, they've strung three in a row. At home, they defeated Colby, 27-14. Just had really very little trouble with iScan. On the road, 39-0. And then were victorious last week at home against Pacelli, 42-18, and that game was over at halftime, up 21-0 after quarter number one, and it was 42-0 at the break. On the ground last week, their leading rusher is the quarterback, Irvin Aguilera, 5 carries for 98 yards and a touchdown. The Royals last week in that win, as a team, Michael, you know this, of course, but our listeners may not. As a team, they toted the ball 59 times
yes,
for
sir.
374 yards and 5 touchdowns. So quite a game on the ground for the Royals.
Yeah, I mean, they're a ground-and-pound team. They are going to take the ball at you, try to run it down your throat, out physically you. And that's just what the Royals do, man. There's no way to sugarcoat it. That's what I expect a little more of tonight. And Abbotsford, they're a little bit, they can be physical. They got a lot of big bodies out there, but they're a little bit different.
And they got a lot of speed. So Coach Sullivan said neither team going to put the ball up in the air a lot. Their quarterback, Aguilera, never even threw the ball last week, and they just had one of their option plays that Chiller threw for 8 yards and a touchdown. Next week, they will be at home against Pittsville. Pittsville got a forfeit from Rochholt. Last week, Pittsville losing at home to Auburndale, 41-0. So
that's a tough rivalry there.
Yeah, that's another reason that we've got that Pittsville game circled on the calendar, because those two teams between Pittsville and Assumption just might match up pretty darn nicely.
Well, better than they did last year when it was just nothing but a butt-whooping on one side. Pittsville really handed them their lunch, just being as nice about it as I can. But this year, you know, that's the beauty of high school sports. Every year, it is a coin flip, and you never know what's going to happen. I mean, looking at some of these stats coming into this game, Braxton Steinert leading things passing 7-13 on the season. But it's the running game, and it's multifaceted. Cam DeMartin, 37 carries, 268 for yardage. Steinert, 62 carries for 292 and 4 scores. Martin has 4 scores as well. And Wiley Cornwell, 49 totes. He missed one game. But 265 yards, 3 scores, man, there's a bunch of different ways the Royals can get after you. But there's a bunch of different ways that so can the Falcons. Irvin Aguilera, 29 carries, 256. Chase Baller, 34 carries, 463 with 6 touchdowns there. If they get into space, they're going to cause a lot of trouble, and that's where the old question comes to. Speed get drawn physicality? Well, speed can if it's laying on its back, counting lights.
And that's one of the things that we noticed that tape jumped out at us, is that they do have speed in their skill positions at the quarterback and the running backs. Numbers 1, 2, and 3, they are their top 3 players. As we will now take a quick break, as they're about to go through the national anthem here. We'll be back with more from Southwood County right after this.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Well, they just introduced the entire team of Abbotsford, and now they're doing some individual offensive players for the Assumption Royals. The Royals won the toss. They elected to defer, so Abbotsford will be getting the ball to start the contest. And as would be expected during any storm like we had, Michael, you know, the wind would blow and then it would die down, and right now it's picking up a little bit. Seems to be kind of out of the east-southeast, so blowing into our booth a little bit might be a little bit factor. We'll see what happens as the system moves through.
Well, it may be a factor on the field. I don't think it'll matter to us too much.
No.
I mean, nice cool breeze after being kind of humid all week. I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
I really am.
I think they're saying it's supposed to be in the 70s all next week, if they're correct on their predictions there. So could turn out to be a beautiful night here if the way the weather, you know, kind of moves a little bit out for the time being. If we get a couple hours in here, keep things going, and we'll have some high school football for you here tonight on the radio. Glad you're along. Hey, we've got a new dentist.
Oh, you did?
Yep. And he's a big sports person. He says he'd love to sometimes, you know, broadcast. So I have to give a shout out to my new dentist, Dr. Bang. So hope he's listening. And
hey, yeah. I give him a lot of credit. It's not easy to work on wooden dentures, right, Randy?
Well, you know what? It's easy. I don't even have to go in.
Oh, okay.
My wife just takes them in, and then we're good to go.
Oh, even better. Buddy.
Royals will be kicking from right to left as Michael and I see it, or as you're sitting at home looking at your radio, it's from right to left, away from 105.5. Or if you love directions, we're going from south to north on the kickoff here. And doing the honors will be, as he has all year, Quan Tran, the 6-foot, 165-pound senior, teeing it up on the 40-yard line of the south end of Woodtrust Bank Field. So just about set to get things underway here. And again, glad you're along here. A little bit late here on a Friday night, but I know we're going to have a whole lot of listeners tonight because there's not a whole lot of people in the stands after that weather delay.
Hey, so that's all right with me.
We're good with it.
And, join the fun.
Here's a chance for all of our businesses in town. Take advantage of these things, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So Tran has it teed up. The whistle blows. He approaches. He puts foot to ball, and we are underway as he squibs it a little bit down the field and crawling on it on the 28-yard line. Gets away from that young man crawling on the ground, and it's finally picked up there and returned to the 31. And the return made for the Abbotsford Falcons was Manuel Lopez, a 5'10", 165-pound sophomore. So 31-yard line is where the Falcons will take over their own.
It'll be interesting to see if they try to attack laterally instead of right down the throat of the Royals defense. If they're going to do some bubble screens or some stuff underneath draw plays or any, you know, good old-fashioned Green Bay Packer sweeps, option ball. But if I remember right, watching these guys last year against Nakusa, not a lot of option. They just got out in space and attacked down the field.
They will spread out a little bit on this first play from scrimmage. And rolling to his left is Aguilera. He's got a lot of time, and now he's going to take it himself, cross the 31 to the 35, 36-yard line. Going to get a gain of 5 on that play.
Aguilera was going the right way. He went to the left, but that was the right way to go against the Royals defense. And he's got the speed. He can pop one and be like a genie in a bottle. Aguilera, that is.
Two to the left, one to the bottom of the screen. And little pistol formation here for the Falcons as they flip it. They flip it up in the air. It's on the ground, and unfortunately for the Royals, it's fallen on by Chase Baller as, boy, just flipped that ball up in the air about 2 feet above where Baller could grab it, and it'll be back at the 34-yard line, so a loss of 2 on the play.
Well, that was kind of a pop pass, so wouldn't that be incomplete?
You're right. It should be, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about here.
Because he did flip it forward as he ran by, so it doesn't matter if you do it underhand or overhand, right? Still a pass forward.
Right, and that's what they're conversing about, which I can tell you right now, 13 seconds left in regulation. Wausau West 14, Wisconsin Rapids 12. Rapids going for two.
They just scored.
Yeah.
Out bat, obviously. Three dubs. Tom Field. Yep, incomplete pass, so they'll move it. Now they got him butted up back to the 36. There you go. So, incomplete. Good call on that, Michael.
I do what I can. It's teamwork up here, buddy.
That's right. Third down and five now after that incomplete pass.
You do my math for me, and I watch the game from far away.
Deal. Everybody in tight on this formation. I'll take and put one man in motion. Then he stops. He decides to come right back where he was next to the quarterback, Aguilera.
I could see them testing that out, weak side, and going back to the right. They don't.
Ackerman was the man in motion. Now
there you go.
The secondary. There goes Aguilera. Knocked out of bounds. 50. Not before he crosses midfield to the 43-yard line of Assumption. Oh, gain that time.
21.
21 yards. God, see, you're getting better at your math. Come on.
That was just a prayer.
Just a wild guess, huh?
Yeah.
What a good guess.
Right about when I get pretty good at it, the season's over.
Don't you hate that?
Oh, it makes me so mad.
First and 10 at the Royal 43-yard line as the Falcons break the huddle. Two out to the right. Wide receivers in formation. And now Aguilera saying, hey, Baller, come over here. No, go back out. No, come back. He's going back. He's like a yo-yo out there. Now he takes it, and he's going to keep it himself as he's going to try the
stretched
right side.
Stretched it out. They got it.
Nice tackle made by Wiley Cornwell. Got him right around the shoestring, and down he went at the line of scrimmage, maybe even a loss of a half yard.
I think they're giving him a loss of one.
Call it second down and 11 from the 44-yard line of Assumption. Now the Royals calling out pass. Watch it. Rolling to his left is Aguilera. They are going to pass it. They throw it underneath. Oh, my goodness. What a hit by Camden Martin as that ball was completed for maybe 2 yards, maybe only one, as they're going to mark it at the original line of scrimmage, the 43-yard line.
And they're getting that 1 yard back.
Yep, third and 10. That was a nice play by Martin. He sniffed that out, and so did the coaching staff from watching film. And now third and 10. Nobody split out left or right this time. Seen this formation before. There goes in motion. They'll run it the other way instead. Aguilera going to get maybe 4 yards to the 39-yard line.
That looks correct.
Fourth and six on the 4-yard jaunt. And they're looks like they're feeling good enough about their offense or maybe even about their defense that they may go for it here.
I could see it being a pooch, kind of a rollout. Rugby style.
Royals not going to even put anybody back. They'll just stay all 11 up in tight, make sure that they don't go for it and have a misstep, almost jumping offside that time. Two men move, but they did not break the plane, fortunately, for the Royals. And Aguilera is still looking over at the sideline, getting the signals. The back judge has got the hand up. He starts the count. They got 3 seconds to get it off, and maybe they're not going to even try to get a playoff. Maybe this was done purposely, you think?
Yep. I think it was maybe give them a little more room in case they got a really good punter.
So the penalty of 5 yards will push it back to the 44-yard line. It's going to be. Or did they get the timeout first?
I think they got the timeout.
Okay. So it'll keep it. Forget the penalty then. Keep it fourth down and 6 yards to go. Ball still at the 39-yard line. So none of that happened. First quarter just underway here. 8 minutes and 54 seconds.
For sure.
Always just the little scoreboard going, not the big one here.
Right.
During the Assumption games. Would trust Bankfield. Again, Assumption still at the sideline. And right now, nobody's standing deep for the Falcons. So maybe they were just going to decide, you know what we're going to do? We're going to try to draw them offside. If we don't get them offside, then what we'll do is call timeout and see what we want to call for a play.
Right.
And that's what it looks like as of now. Unless, like you said, they do the push, the little pooch kick.
Nope.
They'll hand
sweep.
It off. And he's going to get the first down across the 30, still running. slips a tackle at the 25 down to the 20, maybe the 19-yard line.
I think we gain a 20 as of right now.
Plockelman on that carry. Jackson, a 5-155 junior all the way to the 19-yard line. So first and 10 at the Assumption 19-yard line.
Yeah, they're doing a good job going inside the tackle. If they're trying to get outside the tackle, Assumption's fast enough laterally that they're sniffing it out. They're finding some creases on the inside that the Royals just aren't covering yet.
11 and tight. Hand off. Coming on a little sweep around the end. That's Baller. He's going to go to the right pylon. He's got too much speed. He's got the end zone. Touchdown, Abbotsford. Chase Baller chases it in from 19 yards out.
And there's a little bit of hold on the perimeter, but not enough that was obviously going to be called. He just outspeeded everybody. That's all there is to it. He just went faster, and there you have it.
So they will send in their senior kicker, Jack Sheehan, a 5'11", 155-pounder, to attempt the PAT, and Irvin Aguilera, the quarterback, will do the holding. The lines are set. Whistle blows. We got a little bit of early movement.
False start.
So push it back 5 yards. So instead of being a 20-yard PAT, it'll be 25.
And that two-point conversion did not work, and Rapids did not get the onside kick. As they had a chance to go after that onside, I don't know how many times, but for my mistake, they did recover the onside.
Oh, how much time is left?
13 seconds.
All right, as we go for the PAT.
They can throw the bomb. We know they can.
Lines are set. There's the snap, a little bit high, gets it down, and the kick is
bailed
low, and it kicks it right into his line. And kick is no good. So with 8:13 to go here in quarter number one, Falcons draw first blood as they lead it 6-0. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Assumption High School Football Sports here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
Hey parents, how's the school shopping going? Are you loving it, or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
Wow, everything seems to be going really well. Ah, crap, there's that noise again. Better turn up the radio.
Hey, I like this song. Glad she turned it up. What's that sound?
Please don't embarrass me, car. Stop making that noise.
You know, I can hear that noise, and turning the radio up isn't going to help.
Oh, you heard that? I don't know what's wrong, so I just turn up the radio.
Jamming out to your favorite tunes is always fun, but ignoring the problems under the hood is not. Call 8th Street Auto today.
Out to school.
Boy, trust me.
The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
As we
await the kickoff by Jack Sheehan. Wind picks up just a little bit as he approaches the ball and kicks it end over end. That looks like it's sailing to the right sideline and goes out of bounds. So the Royals will get a good starting field position at the 35-yard line, their own. They will have first and 10. Trailing at 6-0 that last drive. For the Falcons, 8 plays, 69 yards, and with the missed PAT, lead at 6-0.
Now let's see just how well that the Royals can move the ball down the field using a more physical style of play. Soften up the Falcons' line a little bit.
You know, the first game of the year that we were here, Wiley Cornwell did not participate. So
nope.
They have him back along with Camden Martin.
He's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Offense and defense, that's for sure.
2-1 with him on the season. They'll split out wide receivers left and right, will the Royals. They'll put two in the slots, one on the left, one on the right, one of them being Martin. And tuck it under center is Braxton Steiner, 5'7", 140, and a junior. He'll pitch it back to the left side, and he gets that into the waiting arms for the Royals of Reed Souter. And he will pick up a couple of yards to the 37-yard line.
Gain of two.
Well, it's second and 8. looking for the call from the sideline.
Who are you going to call?
Steinert is going to call the O coordinator here. Again, same formation, four assumption. With those wideouts left and right, two in the slot, one right behind Steinert. Take and he'll fake the handoff, he'll keep it himself. Goes up the middle following that would-be handoff running back and gets it to the 39-yard line. Another gain of two. This time bringing up a third down and 6 yards to go.
They're moving the ball. They'd probably just like to maybe one extra yard here and there.
You can get about 3.5 per carry. You'll do pretty darn well, right?
Yeah, normally an option ball.
Again, Sauter to the bottom of the screen for the Royals. Tuck it under again is going to be Steinert as he surveys the defense. Gets the snap. Fakes the handoff on the middle. Keeps it himself. Lowers the shoulder.
Ooh.
And he's very close to the first down.
I think he got it.
Yep.
They got it.
Side judge says, you got it. Give him a gain of 7 on the carry then. It'll be first and 10 from the 46-yard line of Assumption.
The way he lowered his shoulder, I mean, that was tough. He was fighting for that extra inch. And unfortunately saw a play similar to that last week in Port Edwards. And first play of the game, busted his collarbone.
Ouch.
So very unfortunate for Port on that one. It worked out here for Assumption. But I don't think you want to see too many more of those if you're Coach Jeff Sullivan.
Two on the top of the screen now. Martin goes in motion to the top as well. And then on the left side, a little bit early movement for the Royals. And that's going to push it back 5 on the penalty.
Yeah, going backwards isn't going to help your cause.
First and 15 now from the 41-yard line of Assumption. As we have played just about one half of quarter number one on this soggy, rain-delayed night here in Wisconsin Rapids. Of course, I don't think Port Edwards got the entire game in. They just stopped.
No, they called it at halftime. The officiating crew also had to go to Pittsville for the Pittsville-Edgar game, and that got pushed back to 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Ah.
And then to Auburndale's game got canceled tonight. They're playing Bark River Harris, which I guess is, all jokes aside, I guess, from Illinois.
Pitch back to Sauter once again as he turns the edge, gets up to the 43-yard line for pickup of a couple. Now, they're saying this is Kalen Ott. Okay. Well, they switch numbers here on us, so now number 9.
Oh. Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. Pardon the confusion on that. So he got a couple of yards there to the 43-yard line. It'll be
well, one's 8, one's 9,
yeah.
So that
hard to see too.
Yep.
Second and 13 now. Right up the middle, nothing doing. They were waiting for that one, maybe to the 45. Still unpiling all those Falcons. Getting up off the bottom of the pile is
a say that's a real bird's nest in there.
That was a mess. Make it 3rd and 11 now at the 45-yard line of Assumption. Still on their first series.
As
of
Seth takes his headphones and throws it against the wall in frustration at that joke.
He stopped listening long ago. Come on.
What?
It's like my students. Mr. Paul, when did you get here? About an hour ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Take the pitch to the left, rolling to the right. Still looking under some duress. Throws it high up in the air. Got a man. Got it. Catch it. Breaks away from one man. Got
him.
Gone. He's going to go. The 20, the 10, 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. As Camden Martin just out-jumped the defender and then broke a tackle and then got a great block at the 20-yard line, and he was gone.
That was outstanding for a 55-yard touchdown strike for the Royals, and they tie it up and can take a lead.
With 4:58 to go here in quarter number one, on to attempt to give the Royals the lead. Once again, Mr. Quan Tran, the senior, doing the holding for the Royals will be Don Manarson.
Blocked.
And just like for the Falcons, same thing happens to the Royals as the PAT is no good with the block. And so with 4:58 to go in quarter number one, we stayed knotted at 6s. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to a Royal Football IRI.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You are important, too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Score with 2 ticks under 5 minutes to go in quarter number one as the Royals go 65 yards in six plays with their blocked PAT. We remain tied at sixes.
Yeah, I mean, that was a heck of an answer for the Royals. They accomplished exactly what they wanted to accomplish. So, man, that's I'm not going to complain. As someone here supporting the Royals, I mean, and they support both these schools. I mean, it's all about the kids anyways, but That was a heck of an answer, and we'll see if the Falcons can answer. I mean, they definitely did with field goals last week against Minnesota, but that was a different Falcons.
That's true. And the Royals offside got a little bit ahead of themselves, beating Kwan to the football. So instead of kicking from the 40, they'll try it again back 35.
Thoughts on playing the good old Brownies this week?
You know, I'm talking to a few people.
They've got good defense.
Yeah, and Kraft tweaked a... something.
Me, I guess.
Yes, it's nothing serious, but it's easier said than done sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you mentioned knee, and I cringe.
Yeah. You know, the Ravens took care of the Browns pretty handily. I was really surprised at how well the Lions rebounded against, I know it was the Bears, but still, what do they have?
Yeah.
50-some-odd points.
Yeah, 52, I think.
They had 6 points until there was 55 seconds left in the game against the Packers, so.
Yeah.
Here's a little pooch kick that after they mark it off and just going to his knees and catching it at the 42-yard line. One of the up men for the Falcons was Guillermo Garcia, 5'10", 190-pound sophomore who made that grab. So they will start at their own 41-yard line, will the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what the Packers do with that good defense because they held Derrick Henry in check fairly well. So I'm interested to see, but it was just the offense inability to get out of its own way that, boy, they hung out the defense to dry on short yards. So, I mean, but we see that at this level, too. You can't get out of your own way. You turn over the ball, turn it over on downs, make mistakes. You can have a good defense, but how long can they hang?
There's the handoff on a sweep to the right-hand side. That's Baller again.
Oh, boy.
To the races.
He's balling.
He could go. He's at the 20. 15, 10, 5 touchdown. Nobody's going to catch him. One play. 59-yard jaunt for the touchdown, and Abby has retaken the lead.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one where maybe you watch the film and you could say maybe you dive for it at the last second. Just, you know, lay it out there, try to make a stop. But didn't happen, and, well, we found out. Abby can answer. Now can the Royals answer? Because, I mean, this is a couple big punches in the mouth both ways. Who's going to blink first?
Oh, we'll see if they're going to decide to go for two. Or will they kick the PAT? I think they're going to go for two. And the interesting part is they are spreading out their quarterback, Aguilera. He's way out on the bottom of the screen. So here's the snap, the direct snap. Take it straight up the
21.
Middle. And that is Carter Sillar. He's the one who threw the one pass last week for the PAT. And so with 4:49, just 9 seconds since our last touchdown, the response comes from Abbotsford as they go 59 yards and regain the lead, this time up by 8 at 14-6. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Royal Football.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, just to shake things up a little bit, they're going to have Aguilera tee it up at the 40-yard line. Let's see if he goes through with it and does actually kick it. He's going to run straight ahead. They were offside. They did not call that. He squibbed it across the 50. Boy, was I wrong or were they offside on that?
I thought they were offsides on it, but they covered it and they get another crack at it, try to make it a two-score game.
That's unfortunate for the Royals, as it was pretty obvious he was offside. Backside of the football on the 50-yard line. And that's where the Falcons are going to start it again.
Well, one thing we can say is that both these teams are just lighting it up and down the road, just up and down the field, just burning it up. Well, another idea of something good and hot there is Rodeo Grill is that blast of Mexican flavor you never knew you're missing. Authentic food, festive drinks, and family-friendly atmosphere add some flavor to your week at the Rodeo Grill. And boy, this game's got all kinds of that flavor.
Now, Aguilera's in the backfield, and he gets the handoff. Goes ahead for 4 yards, but there's a flag lying at the 47-yard line of Assumption. So, got a feeling it's going to be a hold.
Probably a hold. Are they going to call from the line of scrimmage or at the spot?
It'd be the spot, I would think, here. So they'll give him the 3 yards, and then they'll go back 10. So, if that is the case, they march it back to the 43-yard line of Abbey.
Yep. Yep. Gain a 3. Carry the 47.
Borrow from the thousands position.
I don't know what that one. What's that?
Making stuff up.
Okay. Now. All right. Don't do that to a guy who's math illiterate.
Come on, Randy. So it'll bring up a first down and 17. Go now for the Falcons from their own 43. They'll sweep it to the right again. There's Mr. Baller one more time. Pulls away from one would-be tackler, crosses midfield to the 48-yard line. A pickup of 9 on the carry. And it'll make a second down and a long 9 from the Assumption 49. We wind towards the 4-minute mark here of quarter number 1. You know, for a lot of running, it's sure been a long first quarter, has it not?
Yeah, but time's a funny thing.
Plus, you got 3 touchdowns. That'll
that'll really do that. A lot of stoppage.
Yep. Timeout already. Everybody in tight. Ball's on the ground, falling on top of it. I think that's Aguilera, was back at quarterback.
Yep.
Nope, it was 21, not number 1, so that'll mess things up, right? Carter Solar, again, the man who ran for the 2-point conversion, falls back at the 47-yard line.
Loss of 4.
Abbey. So from the 49 to the 47. Loss of 4, like Michael said. Bring up a third down now and 13 to go. As they come up to the line of scrimmage, again, everybody in tight, one in the slot on the left. And there's the handoff to Aguilar, and he is going to go across the 50 to about the 48-yard line of Assumption for a gain of 5, and they needed 13. Now we'll see what the Falcons decide to do here.
Well, I mean, you're in that spot of the field. What do you do? I mean, do you punt? Do you just go for it and give them about half field anyways? Abby can throw, but they're going to look to get their space and create spread space and stretch you out.
And they fake a motion again to Baller, maybe trying to draw the Royals offside.
Nearly did.
Yep. Maybe they'll take that penalty or call it their second timeout. Let's wait and see which way they're going to go on it. The count has started. And there's the timeout. Once again, they did the exact same thing as they did earlier. Called that timeout before they got the penalty. So while they take the timeout, gives us a chance to do a little bit more business here.
Yeah, you know, we already talked about the Rodeo Grill for a place to eat. How about Randy's favorite, Junkyard Bar and Grill, home of Central Wisconsin's best fish fried, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and spaghetti.
And spaghetti.
And, hey, did you get down there to do a spaghetti fish fry yet?
Didn't.
You're going to have to.
Yeah.
But either way, Central Wisconsin's best fish fried, Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time. Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids. A lot of music, a lot of bands played down there, a lot of benefits played down there, or not played down there, but scheduled down there. It's a happening place.
So stop on in and say hi from all of us at WIRI.
Especially Randy with
especially
his
Randy.
Spaghetti fish fries.
Hey, tomorrow we got Badger football for you.
We do.
Maryland is the team coming to town, and of course, Maryland's quarterback from last year playing for the Badgers was hurt in that first game, so we'll see. I haven't heard if he's available yet or not, but our broadcast time is 9 o'clock, so we'll see how that turns out.
I don't know. I don't keep up on if those football players have significant others or not.
Fourth and eight.
Ready.
Ball at the 48-yard line of Assumption. And back to throw. Going to let it go downfield. Got a man down there, and it is caught at the 30-yard line. And on the reception for the Falcons, Mr. Baller at the 27-yard line of Assumption. And that's going to be good for 21 yards. And it'll be a fresh set of downs as they convert the fourth and eight.
They're finding some gaps in that Royals defense. And they're making them pay for it.
Steiner comes flying off the before the ball snapped. And there is the handoff straight up the middle to Baller. Oof. He took one right about the thigh on the right side. Was on hard at the 20-yard line, but picks up
gain
seven.
Seven, yeah.
Second down and three to go for the Falcons, who are flying high right now as they lead at 14-6 with under 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one. This feels like halftime.
Yeah, with our schedule's all screwed up. For starting an hour and a half late. And
yeah, if I don't show up for school Monday, you know why.
That's right.
Second down. We'll call it 3 yards to go for Abbotsford. Ball's on the Royal 20-yard line.
Up the gut.
That's Mr. Baller breaking tackles inside the 15 down to the 13-yard line for another gain of seven. It'll be another fresh set of downs for the Falcons.
I believe that was Aguilera.
Okay. You're right. Getting further away deep into the night.
Oh, yeah. That little shine on the turf and the shine on the jerseys. That makes it a little tough to see.
So, first down. Again, ball at the 13 of Assumption. And they'll hand it off this time to
Baller.
Pleckelman, I believe that's number three, is it not?
Double check, unless I wrote him down wrong. Yeah, that was Plockelman, yeah.
Yep, Jackson Plockelman, and he is going to get down inside the five, down to about the 1 yard line for a gain of 12 on that carry. So it's first and goal to goal from the Assumption one.
Boy, I mean, they're just.
Make it the two, Michael, sorry. They moved it back on us.
All right, so gain of 11 then. They're just moving the ball well. They're making it look easy, honestly.
A lot of options. And right now, Sillar, the quarterback, he gives it to Aguilera, who walks in untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Abbotsford, and with 49 ticks to go in quarter number one, 20 now for the Falcons.
Yeah, just doing what they got to do, man. They pulled out the bag of tricks. It wasn't that they caught Assumption sleeping. They just executed that well. Call, no call, doesn't matter. They recover that ball, and they march it right down the field. Assumption did get them in down a distance, but they made the plays to get out of it. And now we're looking at 20-6, verge of 21-6.
Ooh. And it looks like they are going to go for two once again.
Yeah, I think coaching staffs kind of saw the field point after attempt not exactly go their way. And so we don't need to do that anymore.
Sylar, the quarterback, he's going to roll to his right. He's going to keep and then stop and throw.
Got him.
Man right inside the end zone. Just
42.
The line. And made by Irvin Davila, the 6-foot, 200-pound senior. And the score now reads 22-6. As we'll step out, you're listening to Royal Football, WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Hey, you, yes, you, are important too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, upper 50s. High tomorrow in the low 70s. Partly sunny Sunday, maybe a stray shower, high mid 70s. Drier and pleasant weather into much of next week. Currently at 62 degrees.
So they got the same unique lineup here for the kickoff for Aguilera. They've got five guys standing straight on both sides of him. It's like a column that he's going to shoot down.
Kind of a waterfall dance kind of thing.
When they did it last time, they onside kicked it and recovered it at the 50-yard line, and that's what that last drive was, is it was nine plays and 50 yards. Split it out this time instead. But Aguilera still will do the kicking. Irvin waits for everybody to get settled in. And he now approaches, puts foot to ball. It's a good kick, too. It's going to hit at the 20-yard line. It's going to go towards the sideline at the 5 and picked up back there for the Royals. Return to the 10, dancing around and now trying to go north and south, but he ends up getting pushed backwards at the 15-yard line, so not the best field position for the Royals, first and 10.
Right. I mean, that's just their second possession.
Yes.
The Falcons stole a possession on them, and that's where we're at, why it's 22-6.
Both teams have scored every time they've had the ball.
Starting at their own 16 with 39 seconds to go. Royals, how do you answer getting punched in the mouth and kicked in the gut?
I think you got to put together a methodical drive, don't you?
Yeah, heat up clock, do what you got to do, but you got to figure out some way to slow down the Falcons.
Well, let's see what they do here with two wideouts to the left of the screen, and they hand it off straight up the middle, and that's going to maybe gain a yard to the 17-yard line.
And Cornwell on the carry. Wiley, Coyote Cornwell.
And that could take us to the end of the quarter. We'll wait and see when they spot the ball. So the Royals do not have to run a play as they spotted the ball after the 25-second mark here. See what coach decides to do. If he's going to